Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for the show where we will talk about, among other news items, this guy who got caught intentionally driving into a bump close to the White House, as if he was a terrorist headed for Joe Biden, probably a very sick person mentally, but took a big U-Haul truck and had nothing in the U-Haul truck except duct tape and a Nazi flag. So it was all set up, and the Nazi flag was laid out after he did his unsuccessful attempt at supposedly kidnapping Joe Biden. They laid the Nazi flag on the floor in a way that was easily captured by photographs around the scene. And so you have this empty U-Haul truck, a crazy guy with a Nazi flag, and the guy turns out to be an Indian guy. And it's like, really, this is what we're down to? We can't find a single white Nazi to do that kind of stuff. We have to export the jobs. We have to hire the third world to do what white people aren't willing to do. Landolt Guntram says, duct tape, that cuts it, obviously. I mean, it's ridiculous. And can it be a false flag organized by some secret service who, you know, because the secret services, when they do this kind of grooming of individuals, they can't know if the individual is often a very sick and kind of out there individual. So the individual can be too obvious about it, more obvious than the intelligence agent would have wanted him to be. Or is it just a crazy guy out there, crazy Indian guy trying to fit in and having read some of the racial arguments? I don't know that perhaps the Caucasian race includes the Indians. This is all... I mean, it could be. I mean, imagine you're an Indian kid, you're going on these forums, and you can catch this kind of side arguments that the Indo-European race is a continuum, and that basically it is split. It splits the Asians on the east and the Africans on the west and in the south. Yeah, I mean, everything is out there. So you never know if this guy could be just a true fan of Adolf Hitler. With the memes on the internet these days, you never know. Spindly Opinion says, the propaganda needs to improve in quality. The writer's strike is hitting the FBI. Maybe it's one more victim of the writer's strike. We've been putting a lot on the back of the writer's strike. Thank you so much for whoever sent donations during the night. Very appreciated. I think he must have liked the show on vaccines yesterday. Thank you very much for those who are sending support. Sometimes it doesn't come live during the show as a super chat, but it comes after the show in the form of tips or crypto. Don't hesitate to use all these methods. They are in the description below. Today, I've finished a project that I had been working on for a couple of weeks. The installation of a heat pump in the home. We now have energy efficient exchanges of heat, heating in the winter, cooling in the summer. I really like it. It's a Panasonic style, a mini split like this with a unit outside connecting to a unit inside. And the installers have done a beautiful job installing this device, and I'm learning about heat pumps. It wasn't in the tradition of my family. We never had a heat pump back in the days, because in Quebec, the electricity is cheap enough that heating with electricity is not a problem. But the heat pump is more energy efficient, and so it's becoming fashionable. And for those people in the South who need AC much stronger than us, it's a given. It's pretty much on every building. Barnaby Buto says, keep us updated with the numbers on savings, JF. This summer, I need to decide if I install one for next winter. Yeah, I'll be following this. I have no clue. I have no clue if the savings will be good. The electricity is relatively high cost, but at the same time, the oil is high cost. The eating wood is high cost. So perhaps it will compare advantageously. In any case, from an energetic standpoint, it's definitely the solution because you don't create the heat with a heat pump. You move the heat across, so you don't spend energy creating heat. You try to concentrate heat from a place to another place. And that is that means that sometimes the heat pump can outperform what the law of thermodynamics would tell you is the limit you can of heat you can get from the electricity you're spending. But it's not a true violation of the law of thermodynamics because, of course, the law of thermodynamics doesn't talk about moving heat. It talks about producing heat, producing something with the electrical energy you have or whatever form of energy you have. But it does go beyond. It goes two or three times above what you could obtain with the same amount of electricity if you were to use it in a heating element or something like this. So I'll be paying attention to the savings. It's been delivering a great flow of air. It's not a solution that brings you super high heat because right now we're still very cold here in May, but we're so northern that in May we are still heating. That is just what it is. And so it delivers just a slightly hot flow of air that is just enough to maintain the home. It's not something you go in front of and you try and you basically heat yourself up like a fire. It's very different. It's more something that works on the long term with low energy consumption, and it helps any of your other sources to be just completing rather than doing all the work. Ledger CEO has listened to me. I gave this advice about 2 days ago on the show. Ledger CEO and their CTO put out messages an hour ago saying the controversial firmware update will be postponed until further notice. They will also open source Ledger Recover, publish Recover white paper, make Recover auditable, and gradually open source most of OS. I had given the misunderstandings that there was about this software. I had told them that they should just back off, that they should just not develop this tool because it's a ridiculous small portion of their clientele who would want this tool. This tool, which would take your seed keys and send them on the internet, but at two or three different places in the form of shards. And these shards could only be recoverable from within the ledger. But still, there was this violation of the customer's expectation that the seeds never get out of a ledger, that the ledger is the top secret container of your seed keys. You know, people who would need that kind of service is less than 1% of the ledger clientele. So it's ridiculous to pursue this if it offends 99% of your audience. Of course, I personally I understand security, and I wasn't shocked by the idea that you can get the seed keys out of a ledger because I've analyzed the structure of my ledger. I've looked at the hardware built of it and how it works, and it's been clear to me that the ledger is like a mini computer that could do anything. And just like a mini computer of any kind, it could have software in principle that steal your seed keys. Now, there are many built-in features that make it very unlikely that the ledger would be subject to such an attack, like end manual confirming, which is very good because a software won't install itself on your ledger without you giving it the permission. So you have a lot of control. But still, despite the fact that I have trust in the Ledger team, definitely this update they wanted to do was sending the wrong message, and all of it for a very niche marketing thing that could have attracted maybe 1% of their current audience. So they're backing off for now. They seem, unfortunately, not to be fully backing off. They're saying, eventually, we're going to go back to it, but it is... we're postponing until further notice. I would have gone further, and I would have said, we're not going to develop this. We're going to develop a totally separate thing, and it's going to be totally separate from any ledger you may have bought. You know, we're not going to integrate this to Ledger. We're going to make it a separate service offer. John Drake says, the Ledger CEO said they would hand over seed keys to governments if asked. Well, I don't know about this. I haven't seen that statement. The thing is, they wouldn't have a choice, but the thing is, they don't have your seed keys. That's the whole idea. The whole idea is they shouldn't have your seed keys so that the government can ask them anything and they won't be able to answer. Jordan Neely, the Subway Justiciaire, Jordan Neely is not the Subway Justiciaire. It is the Subway person who died from the chokehold. His uncle has just been arrested for pickpocketing after saying Daniel Penny doesn't deserve a plea deal. An uncle of Jordan Neely, the homeless man choked to death on the subway this month, was arrested near the Port Authority bus terminal for allegedly stealing purses from restaurants, police sources said Tuesday. Christopher Neely, 44, had acted as something of a representative for the grieving family in the aftermath of his 30-year-old nephew's May 1st death, frequently speaking out about the lightning rod case, but Neely was also allegedly wanted for a pattern of grand larceny, including the handbag thefts. A member of the NYPD's pickpocket team spotted Neely of Hamilton Heights at about 11 p.m. Monday near the Manhattan bus station. He allegedly took off when the officer approached him, and fought back when cops caught up to him after a brief chase. Eventually, authorities cuffed him and charged him with criminal possession of stolen property, resisting arrest, bail jumping, and unlawful possession of a weapon. John Drake says, air gap wallets can't hand over your keys. I'll keep my ledger, but use it with a multi-signature system. All right. Blanket says, sorry for being late, JF. Did you already do the story about Mizzy finally getting in trouble for taking other people's thing like their dogs? No, I haven't covered this. I think I have it pulled somewhere in my tabs, but we'll get to it later. But I did cover a couple of days ago that he was, what was it? He got banned from TikTok. I think it's what happened. DeSantis will be announcing his presidential run on Twitter, apparently is trying to capitulate on to capitalize on the fact that Trump is unable to be on Twitter. He is signed with Truth Social, and he absolutely has to be on Truth Social 6 hours before he posts anything anywhere else. The DeSantis team has been in talks with Musk for at least the last few weeks, according to a source familiar with the discussions. In those conversations, the source said, Musk has indicated he doesn't think former President Donald Trump can win back the White House. It's a big question. I don't think that DeSantis has more chance of winning than Trump. I think that the chances of winning of the Republican Party is all based on how motivated can the Democrat base be. Can they be as motivated as they were to pursue a radical anti-Trump vote as they did in 2020? I don't think they can. I think they have a high chance of being exhausted at their hate against Trump. But I don't think, although I think that DeSantis is more interesting from pursuing a social conservative agenda, I don't think that he has better chance to win than Trump. I think the two are probably equal. Blanket says, JF, do you think Ron should wait until 2028? Now, to be clear, I think they have an equal chance of winning at the presidential election, but Trump definitely has a greater chance of winning at the Republican nomination. Now, should Ron DeSantis wait until 2028? I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy who advocates for keeping yourself a virgin, you know? I like the idea of people going at it if they believe in it. So he should try. And if he feels like trying, he just shouldn't be putting in so much resources that he can't do it again in 2028, if you see what I mean. Like, don't start making promises and gathering hundreds of millions and pouring that money into your campaign to try to win at all cost. I would go easy and I would just do it as a low budget thing if I were him, just to show that he's there and to be eventually in 2028 a better candidate, a candidate that people see coming. John Drake says, DeSantis is being led down the primrose path. He should definitely wait until 28. Lindald Guntram says, Trump is even leading in Florida, perhaps by 20 points. Yeah, there's definitely very little chance that DeSantis will win against Trump. But you can't exclude things like Trump dying, and or something very special happening that no one can predict, but some black swan event, crazy event that leads Trump, the Teflon Trump, to not be able to handle it this time. Blanket says, Jeff, whether it's done or run, they will just do the same thing they did in 2020. Yeah, it's definitely not a good position to be from the right-wing perspective, because whatever we get, it's not going to be exciting, it's not going to be perfect, it's not even going to be, like, somewhat exciting. It's, I don't think there's a political window in the 4, 8, 12 next years where we can get any excitement from politics. Man who crashed U-Haul truck near the White House, had a Nazi flag, wanted to kidnap Biden. Look at this. A 19-year-old man from Missouri was apprehended by authorities Tuesday morning following an incident in which he allegedly drove a truck into security barricades near the White House. You know what it looks like to me. It looks like Sai Varshit Kandula suffers from schizophrenia. The truck contained no explosives or weapons. This is the typical poorly planned, poorly executed, crazy criminal plan that stems in the mind of someone who has schizophrenia, generally a male. And look at this. A big U-Haul truck he didn't get further than the basic fences. Like, your project is to kidnap Biden, and you're being so obvious about this. What is the point of having this big truck? If anything, it's a handicap. You don't need that big. What did he want to kidnap? The whole FBI team that's protecting Biden? You can have a party in this truck. What the fuck? So the big U-Haul truck doesn't even pierce the beginning of the small vehicular fences that are there. Doesn't get even on the White House yard or anything. Very far from accomplishing anything. And the police gets the stuff out, and what do we have? Duct tape and a Nazi flag. And someone who hadn't seen this picture yet was raising the hypothesis, is it possible that it's some kind of Indian reference to the Buddhist swastika? Because, you know, there are Buddhist swastikas in some tradition of Indians. I don't know the detail, but it's true. And so I was like, no, there's no chance that it's an Indian thing. It's the most German-looking, Inglorious Bastard style of Nazi flag in flashing red. Whoever put this there or bought it or whatever happened with this flag, the intention was to send a signal. I'm truly a Adolf Hitler type of Nazi, not a Krishna, Buddha, whatever adoring Indian who happens to have a swastika as part of the symbols of his religion. So we don't know much about this young man, 19-year-old, duct tape. He was a graduate of Marquette High School in Missouri who was pursuing a career in data analytics. A lot of Indian people in the big tech sector, data analytics, not surprising. I suppose he was kind of mid, slightly high IQ, maybe 105 IQ, and very deluded. Go away, says my Hindu flag friend, has a flag that looks just like that, and he's not a Nazi guy at all, although he does listen to Kanye. If you have a flag like this, you are a Nazi, my friend. So all in all, is it a false flag? I don't know. Could be just a crazy guy, or it could be a crazy guy who was groomed by some group on the internet that may include or may not include state agents, and somehow along the way, whether it's through state agents or not, he gets dragged down the right-wing talking points or Nazi talking points, and he feels he has to commit this crazy act. Anyways, I don't think this is a very dangerous man, see? And we allow so many outs in the justice system, but very often the schizophrenic type of mental disorders is misunderstood by our justice system, because very often they will decide that somehow, no, you're still responsible for your actions. But I think this has all the signature of a schizophrenic, deluded person. Nothing Like the Sun says, the swastika is not exclusive to Nazis. I saw it all over Nepal when I was there in the most unexpected situations. Okay, I mean, we'll have to hear what he has to say, but my basic assumption would be this doesn't look like an Oriental-inspired Nazi flag. It looks like a basic German Nazi flag. The tide is turning, and may doing a Bud Light be forever coined in the cultural lexicon. Target holds an emergency meeting over LGBTQ merchandise in some stores to avoid a Bud Light situation. Some southern locations move Pride displays apparel away from storefronts. Yeah, I mean, Target has been going strong on putting forward. I mean, even at this point, Target was criticized yesterday for having these straps that young trans people wear to strap their boobs in so that they look more like a guy. It's like they sell this at Target. They're going to get in trouble because people are taking pictures. People are saying, hey, what the fuck are you selling to young people? Blanket says, JF, do you think Target will survive after this? I think it's very hard. Let me tell you that these big stores, they function on consensus. And because they have to have a very broad appeal to a lot of customers for their business to make sense. If Target loses 25% of its clientele, it's not viable anymore. It has to be big and it has to flow. That's what Walmart has understood. So you'll never see that kind of controversial stuff at Walmart. I mean, you'll see some reference to Pride. I've seen them. But you'll never see them sell a product that is fundamentally like hurtful, like this idea of a bra strap that reduces your boob, because it's just too political. And you cannot alienate half of the population of the country. So will Target survive? Actually, I've always thought that Target's ultimate fate is to go the way of Zellers and go the way of Kmart. If Kmart and Zellers never survived, why would Target survive? I think this is their ultimate fate, but it could take a long time. I don't know, because Target is slightly different. Target does offer a kind of shopping experience on the food side that Kmart and Zellers, they were trying but failing at providing. So Target can remain viable longer. EC says Target went out of business in Canada also. I think I covered some of it, but I don't know the current state. Tillman says, JF, have you looked into the ESG score? I mean, I know what it is. It's a whole label that they give to companies to approve them as environmental, social, or governance, i.e., you are supporting the causes of the left. And it's absolutely arbitrary and biased, and it's not a good system. It's a terrible system that inserts very bad incentives into capitalism. Viva Frey was covering the story of the U-Haul driver, Nazi, the suspect who drove the U-Haul into security barriers near the White House, carrying a swastika flag, which was carefully, perfectly laid out on the ground by authorities for the perfect photo op, has been identified. His name is Sevarshit Kandula. Shortly after 10 p.m. DeSantis to announce 2024 run on Twitter with Elon Musk. So apparently it would be through a Twitter Spaces tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, with Elon Musk. I'll be following this because it will be just 1 hour before our show. So I'll be checking it out and seeing how it happens. I don't know this kind of politics. I don't know if it's going to work, you know. I tend to believe that the internet world is too small for the rest of the world, and that sure, you're going to get excitement around Elon Musk doing a Twitter space. Sure, people will be, wow, this is a new way of announcing a presidential run. But systematically, the initiatives that stem from the internet have been failing. Like, I'm thinking of the political career of Sargon of Akkad, for example. Typically, you can be very popular on the internet. It's never enough for the flow of normie that will come at you in reality. I don't know if those things have changed. Perhaps we are in a new world. Perhaps the world has internetified itself. But I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to set a winning a winning direction for Ron DeSantis. What else do we have? According to SEC filings on the Truth Social SPAC, Trump is obligated to make Truth Social his primary social media outlet. He must post there 6 hours before posting anywhere else, and it must be the same content. So if he plans to tweet during the DeSantis announcement, he has to give everyone a 6 hours heads up. Ron totally outmaneuvered him. I don't know. We'll see this. Because I don't think you can win a presidential candidacy through Twitter space. No offense, Elon Musk. No offense to my fellow artists of the internet. I love the internet. I live on the internet. The internet is my life. The internet is the center of all memes. But when you talk about normie politics, it has never worked well with the internet. And I think the same thing will happen. You can have the impression that 2 million people is a lot of people listening to a single Twitter space with Ron DeSantis. But that's 2 million people spread across the whole globe. That's 2 million people, maybe 50% of which aren't even in America. 50% of which aren't even concerned by the ability of voting for Ron DeSantis. When you start calculating the true penetrability of the normie plex through internet phenomena, it is extremely limited. It's like a logarithmic function. It gets super hard to pierce the ceiling. Go Away says, Sargon of Akkad made JF's career with his Richard Spencer debate. Show him the respect that he deserves, please. Go Away is the never-ending stream of stupidity on this regular chat. I love him. It's heartwarming to see ridiculous stuff. Sargon of Akkad made me. Bro, I have come to be an internet legend, mostly through my own work against crowd. If you want peak JF in terms of attracting people toward me on the internet, toward my channel, it was the work I did against crowd. And even before that, I was someone on the internet. I was a neuroscientist. I was someone who went on Drunken Peasants. So I've had more exposure before the Sargon versus Richard Spencer debate. I was already on 500,000 views videos years before. So don't tell me that Sargon of Akkad made me. My rap against G-Man is a 500,000 view style video. And that was like 4 years before I even hosted this debate. So shut the fuck up. Blanket says, JF, are there any internet personalities who inspired you to make videos? Mostly I've been inspired by hate. I've been inspired by seeing internet personalities not being as clever as I would want them to be. So yes, I was watching the Drunken Peasants and saying, holy shit, that is low-level sewer stuff. I'd like to see better. I was looking at V, the YouTuber. Holy shit, does that suck? I want better. I was looking at a whole streak of atheist, rationalist people doing live streams or Skype conversations back then because we didn't have live. And I was like, this could be better. So yeah, I've been inspired mostly by saying, hey, that sucks. That sucks. And I was looking at Warski and holy shit, is that doing 200,000, 300,000 views a video? These people are bad. Now it's not because, you know, one rule of the internet is it's not because it's bad that it's not going to be better in terms of audience reach. Very often the worst of the internet gets a lot of reach. So it's not like I was looking at these things thinking, it's bad, I can do better audience reach. I didn't know whether I could do better audience reach. But I knew that I could do better quality, that I could do better thinking. And so I was like, if there's any market for better thinking, I want to do it. Blanket says, in other words, JF did the internet better. Exactly. That's my premise to have started an internet career, which led me down crazy roads, but crazy roads which was viable. Crazy road which led me to have security and family, which is all that matters. Anti-trans legislation is becoming a national security issue. Bans on gender-affirming care are forcing some military families to seek compassionate reassignment. So you have trans soldiers. They live in a state that suddenly passes some minor law against, I don't know, we won't have trans porn in elementary school books anymore. And it's like, oh no, I cannot live in Missouri anymore. I cannot live in South Dakota anymore. And so they get the federal government, not only have they paid for their hotel care, I suppose, because they were soldiers of the American army, but they might also pay or they might also favor their reassignment to a more leftist state so that they can benefit from a legal, from a place where they can have all of their benefits for trans surgery or whatever it is that they need. At this point, we are supporting a whole lot of services to a whole lot of people. And I find it a good news that they're moving to leftist states because it leads to the great sort. That's a term I've seen on Twitter recently. I showed the tweet on a show a couple of days ago. The great sort. I love this way of phrasing it. We need to sort America. You want to destroy civilization, you want to re-question everything, and you want to impose your standards of speech onto others. Here's a state for you. You go live there. We're going to build a little wall. And you're just going to stay there, and everything is going to be all right. You're going to have to live with yourself. Hunter Biden, go away, says, JF, to the military. I need a transfer. I will not read this one. I will not read this one. All right. Hunter Biden, IRS whistleblower, alleges retaliation after he made protected disclosures. An IRS whistleblower who says he was sidelined from handling the Hunter Biden investigation has filed a formal complaint with the Office of Special Counsel, accusing the agency of retaliating against him for making protected disclosures. In one instance, he was clearly the most qualified candidate, and he He was recently removed from the Hunter Biden case in an act of retaliation. Okay, well, I don't know if you have a right to be on a particular investigation. It doesn't even look like this whistleblower was fired. It looks like he just wasn't given a responsibility. Does that qualify as retaliation? I don't know. And on top of it, if you're already someone who whistle-blew something about Hunter Biden, why would you be put on further investigation of the very same guy? I would want you to stand on the side a little bit, see if your whistleblowing was justified, and then get someone else, perhaps more objective, on the Hunter Biden case. So I think it's bizarre claims to me. I will wait to see more if I believe in any of it, but for now, it seems like a made-up story of someone who just has frustration and who wants to exploit the hyper-politicized environment. Now, I'm all for Hunter Biden to be put under investigation for his what appears to be clear tax crimes on the record, for which we have plenty of evidence. But I don't know that it's the job of this guy, you know, this random whistleblower. I think this is not true, okay? This is not real news. But someone apparently was trying to hypothesize on what could have led an Indian guy to carry a swastika flag toward the White House as he drove a U-Haul truck. Beautiful woman. Show bubs and vagine. Okay, but listen, I'm going to need you to rent a U-Haul truck first. Milk truck? Not milk truck, U-Haul. And order a swastika flag and meet me in Washington, D.C. Vagine? Don't forget duct tape and an empty backpack. As the writer's strike is in full swing, the FBI agents are trying to generate what they can in terms of imaginative scenery for stimulating, do some terrorism. You know, the FBI guy with a branch, do some terror. Come on. James says, that actually makes perfect sense now. Yeah, I mean, it's hypothetical. It's fake news, of course. But, that could be what we would eventually find, or something like this on his cell phone. Confirmed, militants used American armored vehicles to attack inside Russia. So there was some penetration of a tank inside Russia that seemed to be Ukrainian and that were shooting toward the Russians. And I was finding this a little weird, a little small in terms of, like, you're just going to be spotted and killed. You understand this? And you're going to do minimal effect on Russia, whatever it is that you do. But you know, perhaps it was a kind of suicidal campaign by some activist, or, you know, they say militants. At this point, pretty much every man in Ukraine is a member of the Ukrainian army. So militants, it looks to me like it's more like a Ukrainian soldier, but you just don't want to say it. But in any case, they somehow grabbed the tank and they went full, we're gonna attack Russia. Castellan says, Jeff, regarding the army and trans stuff, the DOD is attempting to force the Chaplain Corps to teach trans and rainbow acceptance theology. They're essentially trying to force religious to compromise their beliefs for the new state religion of rainbow flag politics. Okay, I'm not surprised to hear this. And it's going to work to a certain extent. There will always be some Christian denomination out there, you know, who's willing to say anything you want them to say. Basically, religion is a commerce. And this is, I want to bring the parallel to the media. Because ultimately what matters in the ideological control of a nation is whether it's top down or down up. And if you want the difference in the media, it's the difference between cable TV mainstream type of stuff, and at this point YouTube, I would argue, and independent creators, people who stand against this system. And the independent creator will be funded by super chats, mostly contributions of the public in some form. They will be supported from the bottom. So that's what creates their different interest. If you have a creator whose main source of funds comes from above, comes from a millionaire supporting them or a billionaire supporting them, then you have a top-down approach, because there's a reason why the millionaire supports them, and eventually that reason will conflict with the factual reporting of this creator. So you have in the media a top-down versus bottom-up system, and they are at war. And you see the top-down systems are going hard on us. They're writing hit pieces on people like me up to people like Tim Pool. Now, the same is true of religion. There is bottom-up religion, and that's your local Christian community with a pastor who's all about serving his community and their reproductive interest, and he's going to come at the Christian religion from a perspective. But we had the Frame Games, and Frame Games was talking a lot about these pastors in black areas who are being basically bought out by leftist politics and union politics and even Jewish groups to push out a certain message. Now, those are become religion that are top down. Now, both of them will claim they are Christian. It's on the facade, it will present itself as the exact same thing. The same way Tim Pool presents itself as our media, and CNN presents themselves as we're media. But the fundamental reason, the fundamental business in which the top-down and the bottom-up are engaged in are ultimately at odds. The top-down wants to sell talking points into your head because the millionaire wants them to. The top-down religion wants to sell anti-reproductive crap to you because the millionaire who funds them, that's what they want. Whereas the bottom-up religion, the one that is feeded by community and survives because of community, will have your interest much more at heart. So you have to be able to distinguish these systems everywhere, in academia, in knowledge, in religion, media, and perhaps everything, basically. Perhaps the analysis I just did applies everywhere. James says, yeah, liberal mainstream Christians are like a marketing facade. Yeah, they're trying to get the Christian credits, but the Christian creds, but to push a fundamentally different ID. It's fascinating. A Florida public school staff member risking her job documented a glimpse of what's currently happening at school. The state has come in and removed hundreds of thousands of books from their school library, deeming the books inappropriate. I don't really care. You know, I'm relatively open-minded and libertarian as far as books go, but I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing these women who have stacked those books, paid by the state, for state propaganda purpose and leftist local propaganda purpose. I enjoy seeing their life being destroyed in front of her.
This is a quick video. I'm at my school right now. I just want to show you something because the state just came last week, and
burn those books.
Decided what books were appropriate or inappropriate, so I'm gonna figure out how to show you.
Oh no, the state decided. The state decided what you've been deciding for years. Because for years you haven't bought the Revolutionary Phenotype for your local library. For years you've been buying your LGBT trans propaganda. And for years you were the one burning the books. You burned all of the Revolutionary Phenotypes you weren't purchasing. Now, guess what? The state is taking back control. And now you can't decide anymore. Someone else will. Yeah, of course, hate groups. Hate groups, a book, hate groups. Let's not give it to our kids.
Inappropriate.
This is a
hate groups, revised edition. Yeah, sure, let's not give that to our children. Let's keep them in the positive.
A book that's been deemed inappropriate. These are the boxes of books waiting to go out. Look how big this box is.
State review, motherfuckers!
I'm going to show you some of the titles.
Show them this one, too. Blacks in Aviation.
Yep. We have 20th Century Writers. We have...
20th Century Writers with a black guy. This guy... This cover is not representative enough. Like, how many black guys are truly 20th century writers? Are they the majority? I want a more representative cover.
Century writers, we have Rosemary in the Woods.
Hispanic America, Texas, and the Mexican War. That one I would keep it. It's but. I mean, I'm sure there is some woke Hispanic interpretations in there, but still, I like the idea of history of the Mexican War.
American Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Boom. Pocahontas to the trash.
Pocahontas.
The Big Lie.
The Big Lie,
a true story. Well, what is the Big Lie? Is it some kind of anti-Holocaust narrative? Are these Jewish stars here in yellow that I see?
Big Lie.
Okay, so it's about no Jew can own a radio, no Jew can ride a bicycle. Okay, it's about Jews, but it doesn't tell me which side is it on. Is it anti-Jewish, or is it anti-Jewish? What is it?
Right, it's all about Judaism, women of Nigeria, Hitler.
Hitler is going to the trash, well, of course.
El Salvador. These are presidential, these are just a few of the books that have been deemed inappropriate. Lewis and Clark. They're removing these books from our library.
Yeah, well, too bad, but the library has been drifting too much away from our societal interest. It's time to tightening up. Of course, there's going to be errors in the bunch. There's going to be a bunch of books that shouldn't have been burned. But we need to send a clear message to all of you librarians. You think you're on your special mission to introduce anti-hetero propaganda into our children's head. Think again. We're here and we're going to scan meticulously every single library in the US. We're going to clean this. Blanket says, Jeff, did you hear about people who try and rewrite some people's book, like Tolkien? I haven't ever heard about this. That sounds like an interesting hobby. Perhaps has there ever been a book truly improved through this process? I don't know.
Jefferson Republic. I don't understand.
20th century writers.
The Encyclopedia of Mammals. No, No! You have to keep this book, Ron DeSantis. Can I be on the Elon Musk Twitter space? Because I'd like to ask a question to Ron DeSantis. Ron, why the Encyclopedia of Mammals? That was an important book. Keep it up. I'm sure there's, I mean, typically in a biology book like this, especially one that's old, you're not going to get any sort of sex continuum type of propaganda.
Century writers.
Hey.
I would like to reiterate to Ron DeSantis, Ron, I think you got this one wrong. The Encyclopedia of Mammals should be kept in. It's okay to make errors, but can we walk it back? Can we unburn the Encyclopedia of Mammals? Anyways, so yeah, the leftists are alarmed and everything, but I don't care. I think, anyways, you've been hanging out in those libraries where no one goes. No one fucking goes ever. You've been paid all of your life by state salary for holding these reserves of books that stink and that no one wants to read. To me, libraries should be eradicated. It's like, it's not a joke. I would like all books to burn, and at least the public books, and then get back to people owning books that they truly like. I'm all good if you own my book, The Revolutionary Phenotype, but let's burn all the other books that are state-funded, really, because it's an indirect way. They steal money through taxes, and then they buy like 1,000 copies of whoever, you know, mainstream blue check type of author. And that's a way of funding them. But I never get a fucking dollar from the state. So I would like to see a little more justice in the way these libraries are managed. RFK Jr. says the disorder that changed his voice is a known side effect of flu vaccines. I didn't know this. My voice got turned this way when I got a neurological injury in 1996 when I was 42 years old, and it's called spasmodic dysphonia. I never knew what happened, and the doctor asked me if I had trauma. And then, however, told Philips about 3 years ago when he was litigating against the manufacturers of flu vaccines, he discovered that spasmodic dysphonia is one of the side effects of the flu vaccines. Wow. So that's why he speaks like this. I had no clue. I thought it was some neurological physical damage that had happened, maybe because of a mechanical accident or something. But no, it was, it looks like it was due to an inflammation of some kind as a response to a flu vaccine. Blanket says, Jeff, are you okay with bookstores like Barnes & Nobles? No, I object to the Barnes & Noble type of bookstore. Because you know why? They want to sell my book for less. They want me to get less profit when they are bought at Barnes & Noble and at all these bookstores. Because they're like, oh, it's the prestige of the bookstore. You know, you have to give us what they call a discount. And let me tell you, if you don't give a discount of 55% of my profit that I would make on Amazon, if you don't give this discount, they're not selling your book in the bookstores. Fuck them. Fuck them. They expect, like, on Amazon, you pay $22.99. I get $11, $12, $14, depends on the arrangement, the country, and all of this. But I get a massive amount. I get almost half of the money you pay in my pocket. The Barnes & Noble, they say, we can get the Revolutionary Phenotype in our bookstores, but you need to give us your profit. and the standard profit you have to give, and many authors will give more than this, but the minimal profit you have to give if you want to be in a bookstore is 55% of your profit. So out of the $23 that you were paying, where I used to make $11 to $14 on Amazon, now you buy it at Barnes & Noble, I have to give away 55% of it. So now I'm at $5 or $6. And I'm a self-published type of author. I'm not even talking about those poor people who are selling their book to an editor. The editor is taking most of it after that. But it's like, can you imagine? You give 55% away. On top of it, the rest goes to your editor. And you only make 5 to 10% of what your editor does, or maybe 20 or 30. It's unbelievable. Personally, I'm a profit maxer. And I'm so happy because this book fucking paid for my life. Fucking paid for my place of living until I die. Paid for my farm, my greenhouse, my heat pump, this TV. Everything is possible when you keep your profits. This is the most important thing to teach young people in business. Don't sell yourself away. I know you feel like you're not fit for the world, that you don't provide value, that you have to give yourself away to a big marketing company who will do all the work for you. But no, the fact is that these editors, they don't do much. They don't do much that will sell your book. It's just a vanity experience that they provide to have been accepted by another person. But you should not give away your profits just to be accepted by another person, just for the vanity experience of, oh, I didn't publish this book, it got published. Fuck this shit. James says, JF is wrong, bookstores are great. I have gotten lots of girls at the bookstores. Yeah, have you kept them? That's the question. Disruption in DC is not going away anytime soon. $1 trillion fund already betting on another debt ceiling debacle. So apparently these markets are betting on the idea that we would have a shutdown of the government, a disagreement on the debt ceiling. I tend to think the contrary, because I've seen the Republicans again and again able to give the members, to give 10, 20 members that will vote with the side of Democrats. Anyway, at this point, the Republican Party, the Democrats, they're a big statist organization. So personally, I don't see shutdown happening very, very likely. Or if it happens, it's going to be extremely limited in time. Nearly 20% of Gen Z is LGBT. That's 1 in 5 people. Look at this. 2014. And you're going to tell me people are born this way? Fuck this shit. This is a cultural, social contagion movement. You can see it take off. It's taking off in some precise way across the various generations, and we're now at the peak of it. And it can only fall from there, because you can't have so many people, interfering with their own reproduction before you get an evolutionary effect. So the evolutionary effect must have been started already when the millennials started to be a little more LGBT than their ancestors. And then the Gen Z, boom, boom. I mean, 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5. Dinologovich says, which will contract first, JF, the universe, or the US debt? That is a good one. That is a good one. The universe will not contract. The universe is not supposed to contract. Our current calculation indicate, if anything, if not a totally flat universe, a just slightly expanding universe. but one that doesn't come back for a big crunch. That is an old idea that I believe at this point has been put behind by a current physicist. Just to show you the craziness of people in our colleges. And, okay, this guy is from the New York Post. He's a journalist. He goes to see this woman to ask her questions. She responds with a machete. What the fuck are you doing with a machete in the college? As a college professor.
Get the fuck away from my door.
Let's get out of here.
Get the fuck away from my school or door? Is that where she works or is that her living place?
Get the fuck away from my door.
Let's get out of here.
With a machete at the throat.
Get the fuck away from my door.
Let's get out of here. You can't do that.
Oh yeah, it looks like it's a residential place. So perhaps it's not in the college itself. Perhaps it was her place of living. Hunter College professor Shelene Rodriguez is armed and dangerous. This psychotic woman held a machete to a New York Post reporter's neck when he questioned her about a viral clip of her attacking pro-life students over the weekend.
No, you're not.
Okay, so I had seen this video. I thought it was some kind of student. No, it's the professor. It's the professor.
You're not educating shit. This is fucking propaganda.
You're not educating shit. A professor is telling to a bunch of young people, you're not educating shit. The professors are now using street language against young people who come with views that are too right-wing. You're not educating shit. And DK Shadow says, look in the mirror, lady. You're not educating shit.
What are you going to do, like anti-trans next?
What are you going to do, anti-trans next? So they just had this little table with pamphlets and they were saying students for life. So a very basic anti-abortion stance, like we're against killing babies. We think that life is precious. And they're anti-trans is the next step.
What are you going to do next?
I mean, no, we're talking about abortion.
This is bullshit.
I mean, no.
This is violent.
This is violent.
Triggering my students.
You're triggering my students.
Sorry about that.
You're not. Because you can't even have a fucking baby.
Oh, the class. Oh, I love this. When the leftists eventually show that they do have a conception of male and female, she's basically dog whistling that is sex is male and that this provides him with the different physical structure that leads him to be unable to carry a baby. Oh, I love this one. Who's the anti-trans now, ma'am?
So you don't even know what that is. You don't even know what this is. Get this shit the fuck out of here, yo. Fuck this shit.
Oh, and she's accusing them of being violent, and she's the one who's assaulting them, throwing objects violently and destroying property. I love the resilience of the young Christian, just politely placing back stuff on the table. I love the purity of the young Christian. And a young Christian who used to be a young Christian is on the regular chat, James. And he says, JF, did you have more thoughts on the gene for conservatism discussion we had? I enjoyed that discussion. Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't have more thoughts, but definitely I'm thinking about when I will do a show because I told James in the private hangout, I want to do a show. Because he had a question about what do I mean when I say gene for conservatism. and I made the whole Richard Dawkins speech and extreme positioning. Like, I yelled at James that this was the right way to see it and that it was actually better to say it that way and not misleading. Because, you know, when you use gene for conservatism or gene for anything, people will start saying, well, how do you know it's a gene? Isn't it a couple of genes? And people don't realize that actually the word genes, the word gene used that way, predates the modern conception of the word gene. And, you know, when Mendel was talking about elements of inheritance, and when Johansson was talking about elements of inheritance and eventually calling them gene, the idea was an element of inheritance. The idea wasn't a segment of DNA. The idea wasn't a subsegment of a subchromosome of DNA. No, no, it was an element of inheritance. And an element of inheritance, you can have one for the conservative behavior. And it doesn't matter whether it's one gene by the modern definition in terms of one single segment of DNA, a limited one, or it could be the cooperation between 500 genes who all have their output onto the body but eventually converge toward making you a conservative. When you use the term gene for conservative, you try to highlight that it doesn't matter precisely whether it's one segment of DNA or 500. What matters is that if conservatism matters enough to your reproduction, and if somehow it's linked to either one or 500 segments of DNA, then there is evolution of the gene for conservatism, no matter whether that gene is spread out or not spread out. And this conception of an element of inheritance allows to think clearly in the terms of the theory of evolution. That's why I insist on it. And yes, so having clarified this to James in the private hangout, he told me that he would like to see a full show about it, and I'll be happy to do one. Whenever there's low news, perhaps this week, perhaps next week, if there's a day I'm not inspired by anything else, I'll do that. Draft Tucker, the pack of called Draft Tucker, shuts down following legal threat from Carlson, a political action committee formed to try and convince former Fox News host Tucker Carlson to run for president in 2024, has shut down following a legal threat from Carlson. Mr. Carlson will not run for president in 2024 under any circumstance, and therefore your misrepresentations are damaging to Mr. Carlson and defrauding his supporters. Ah, very nice to see. You know, someone says, you're not going to use my name to gather money out there, and no one knows whether you're truly for the cause and whether you're going to use that money for yourself. So, and it's true, you know, if Tucker Carlson is thinking of a run in 2032, and this kind of pack is going to drain away energy from his support base, is taking the money from his supporters, basically, and is kind of affecting his reputation. Perhaps in a way that would qualify under defamation. Breaking, new FISA court filing exposes FBI used warrantless surveillance over 278,000 times against political enemies ahead of 2022 election. when is a system getting abused? It's when there's 278,000 events of using it against politicians. It's like, okay, at this point you're using it anytime you're curious, basically. Blanket says, do you like Tucker, JF? I like Tucker very much. I don't know about Tucker being a president because I don't know if he wants that. Tucker has a heart for the truth. He has a heart for a reproductive family. I very much agree with his value and much of his understanding, putting aside what he said about racial identity, which I believe it was misinformed and mostly naive of him. Not malintended and not hateful toward white, but probably naive and misinformed. I'm sure if I was to discuss with him, I could change his heart. But, you know, good people like this, they tend to know that they're very good at one thing, like the media, and they tend to never get out of it. They're like, they never get into, because if they were to get in the political game, there would be a different Tucker that we have to see. A more strategic Tucker, a more pragmatic Tucker, a more negotiating Tucker. And it's very hard for someone who has this kind of truth to the heart type of attitude to be able to sacrifice on this for the game that politics is. That is very hard. But I would like to see it happen perhaps at some point in life. The community notes has been going after everyone, including the people who pay for ads on Twitter. Now, unfortunately, it's disappearing from... I'm trying to refresh it, and I see it here. Unfortunately, I have difficulty showing it on my screen. Anyways, I retweeted it on my profile, so maybe if I go on my profile, I'll see it. Yeah, so there is a tweet that was paid for promotion by I Sierra Tattoo Company. Don't miss this opportunity. Read more on the website about crypto Twitter. And I saw that the tweet was promoted because it was written under it, promoted. And interestingly, the community notes added, there is no such thing as crypto Twitter. This advertisement is promoting a scam. Do you find this helpful? I love that community notes is going even after those people who are paying Elon Musk for their scam publicity to be shown on Twitter. That you need to have some balls to allow these two things on a platform. Both the person purchasing the advertisement and the community saying it's a scam and poof, labeling it. But I looked at the website and it was a scammy website. So the community notes is absolutely right about it. But you never get this in cable TV. In cable TV, whenever someone purchases ads, they purchase a form of protection from that media. And you can be sure that they won't go after their advertisers in negative spotlight, covering bad, bad events about their companies. Coinbase rolls out Moving America Forward national crypto campaign. The ads will emphasize the financial innovations facilitated via crypto and raise awareness for Coinbase events and lobbying efforts. Okay, kind of a political campaign, a lobbying campaign of some kind. Coinbase is setting up as this go-to place for Americans, this kind of main crypto place that has survived the first waves of falls like FTX and the first wave also of legislation, which pushed away companies like Binance, were pushed away from Canada, Australia. They've survived in the US in the form of Binance US. I'm all up for this ad if it helps sensibilize people to the importance of crypto. By the way, we are hearing that FTX will be reborn. FTX 2.0. That is apparently what the bankruptcy management is planning. And I find this a little dirty. You know, they just took this company from Sam Bankman-Fried, who was yelling over the roofs, we can save it. We can save FTX. Just let me redo it. And now they take this company, they say, no, it's ours now. And a couple of months later, they're telling us you can restart it at as FTX 2.0. So it is viable. It's kind of weird. But it's the predatory world of bankruptcy, bankruptcy proceedings. Now, it's given that SBF was a dirty player. I don't care. It's like, I find this a dirty play on a dirty player. So I don't care, really. Personally, I will never deal with FTX. You can be sure of that. Nothing Like the Sun says, Jeff, what do you think will be the next, I agree with the latest thing, after everyone deletes the Ukraine flags from their social media profiles? I feel a change in the air. Good question. Good question. Maybe it's going to be about one of the abuses of the left. Maybe it could be something like, you know, the based homosexuals hand in hand with based heterosexual saying, look, the whole conception of continuum of sex is annoying to us. The homos are totally tired of carrying this whole trans in the LGBT activist category. Perhaps it will be around the whole abuse around sex fluidity of the left, because the normies really don't like this one. Even the leftist normies, even just average normies, center left, centrist, they really are annoyed by this because they have one or two kids and they don't want their one or two kids to fall for these predatory ideologies. So maybe there's going to be a consensus, a new thing around this. What do we have as the last news item before we close the show? Dr. John Little kicked out of Sarasota Memorial Hospital board meeting after testifying to the effectiveness of ivermectin to treat COVID. Look, free speech doesn't exist in these professional categories like doctors.
What were the outcomes that we had? And we used an independent third party who basically said we had 24% better outcomes than our peer group.
I just want to let her know I'm wearing this white coat. I'm not employed. Order, I'm not a contracted please. Physician. Please. I'm able to speak my mind. That's why I asked. So thank you for your advocacy, for patience and help.
Wow, this is how it's done here.
All right. Second thing was is
this is in the country of the First Amendment. All right, guys, thank you for being with me. Nothing Like the Sun says, thank you for your answer, JF. I think they might JFK Biden and blame Russia/Iran to nuke them, but I prefer your answer. Okay, if they do some massive coup of that kind, of course, that would be the next thing that people agree on. James says, but do the straights become gay if they walk hand in hand with them? No. The gay is not contagious, James. This is a backward belief that you get from your religious past. And he says it was a joke. I know, of course. It was a joke also for me.